Michigan Democrat Elissa Slotkin attempts to justify voting for $1.75 trillion spending package, "I believe Senate will slim down bill." By Ashley Oliver on November 19, 2021. Representative Elissa Slotkin, DME, believes President Joe Biden's $1.75 trillion Build Back Better Act is imperfect but said Friday that she voted for it anyway, noting that the Senate would likely slim down the behemoth legislation. Slotkin, who is one of the most vulnerable Democrats running for re-election next year, attempted to appease her Republican-leaning base by releasing an explanatory statement on Friday about her vote for the bill. "It's not perfect, and there are things I would have preferred to be taken out of the bill, and that I believe the Senate will now slim down," Slotkin wrote shortly after it passed the House with no Republican support. The legislation Slotkin supported exceeds 2,000 pages and is packed with, among many far-left items, environmental justice provisions, equity initiatives, amnesty for millions of illegal aliens, and a controversial state and local tax, SALT, deduction that will benefit millionaires. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimated the bill would add $367 billion to the U.S. deficit. Slotkin admitted the issue of immigration in the bill is not handled in a comprehensive manner, and does not get at the root causes of our broken immigration system, nor the enduring problems at the southern border. The Michigan Democrat, nevertheless, cast her vote for the bill, which would grant amnesty to an estimated 6.5 million illegal aliens in the wake of illegal migration at the U.S.-Mexico border skyrocketing under Biden's leadership. Slotkin's vote, and her subsequent justification for it, were met with swift backlash from critics at conservative campaign and research groups, who contended that Slotkin owns every provision in the bill by voting in favor of it and that she lied to her constituents when she said the bill needs to be paid for, and not on the backs of the middle class for her to vote yes on it. Slotkin currently represents Michigan's 8th congressional district, but the Detroit News noted in October that forthcoming redistricting changes will create a Lansing area district that Slotkin is setting her sights on, as it will include some of her current district. The outlet noted that although the district has not been finalized, all congressional map proposals still position Slotkin to run as an underdog in a tight race next year. "Regardless of where the lines end up, the odds are stacked against us," Slotkin told the Detroit News in October. The Michigan Democrat became a ripe target for Republicans hoping to win the House majority next year after she won her race in 2020 by less than 4 points and was one of just 7 Democrats to win in a district that former President Donald Trump also won in 2020. In her statement on Friday, Slotkin, a former CIA analyst, reasoned of her controversial vote for Biden's nearly $2 trillion package that coming from the national security world and years of international negotiations, "I know that no one ever gets everything they want. On net, this bill is positive for my district and my state, so I voted for it." Representative Jared Golden, DME, who, like Slotkin, has a Republican-leaning constituency, was the lone Democrat to vote against the bill. Golden cited tax giveaways as one of his reasons for opposing it. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com.